Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Still love that video where he crashes the weddings. Maroon 5, Sugar. It is 6:16. We're all hooked up and ready to go, Laura, right?
Absolutely.
We're having a little technical difficulty, but we'll tough through it because it's Friday.
The delay is as wide as the Grand Canyon.
For you people who don't know what a delay is, she's absolutely right. She receives what I'm saying probably 5 seconds later, and she's only in Elysburg. You might as well be...
Normally it's more like 2 seconds, but this morning, I feel like... We're tired. We're a little slow on the uptick this morning.
Come on.
It is what it is. It's fine.
Come on, Verizon, step it up for us. Thank you. I came out of the news. I was like, right now, 69 degrees on Blue Hill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's 68. I was like, all right, let's reboot that son of a... Anyway, all right.
Hey. Not in front of the kids.
See, you can't. It's so bad, you can't even try to phase out my cussing when it's time. Reboot that son of a... There you go.
Hey. Yeah, the crew. Hey, now.
The crew here.
Keep counting to five, Tom. Just count to five.
Okay, that's good. International Beer Day. We're excited about it. I don't know why. Maybe because it's Friday. We've got some interesting facts on beer coming up throughout the morning show. It's also National Water Balloon Day. Let's have some fun. Let's fill up some water balloons.
Oh, my nephews love water balloons.
Wow, like, that's a great point. Your nephews are youngsters. When you're a kid, water balloons are like the most fun ever. And then as you get to be older, it's like nobody thinks about it. Next time your kid has a birthday
party. Then somebody has to clean up. those little pieces of balloon all over your yard when you have a water balloon fight. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I don't want to kill a baby bird.
Well, oh,
so
baby bird.
Pick him up.
I was thinking of MacGyver. I didn't know. I was like, wow. Okay.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, that too. It's Purple Heart Day, which is nice. It's also National Lighthouse Day. I saw some of the nicest lighthouses in Rhode Island when I was on vacation. Wow.
They're very pretty in the Outer Banks.
Yes, that too. This weekend, check this out. National Garage Sale Day is tomorrow. International Cat Day. Meow. Tell your cats to have a party in their apartment.
Tyrone, do you have anything to say?
Tyrone, rip it up, buddy. Rip it up.
He's here. No, earlier he was yelling at me. He's quiet.
Oh, is he? It's National Dollar Day. I don't know if that means you go to that wacky store and spend some money.
We have a cash shortage. Pay with your card.
There you go. It's National... Listen to this one tomorrow. I want everybody to try to do this tomorrow. It's National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Front Porch Day. Because, like, nobody likes zucchini, but they actually do. They just... When you look at a zucchini, you're like, I ain't eating that. But if it's in the food, you're like, wow, this is delicious.
I love zucchini.
So do I, but, like, they look funny. I don't know. They look like an emoji you'd send somebody for a weird reason.
That's an eggplant.
Sunday. It's delicious. It's National Rice Pudding Day, National Book Lovers Day, and listen to this. It's the start of Elvis Week on Sunday. I didn't know Elvis gets a week.
Perfect.
The week of Elvis. No wonder
Elvis,
News Guy Matt
Elvis
is taking
deserves
a vacation.
A week.
This guy Matt's
Elvis
taking a vacation.
Deserves a week.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. All right. We got all those national what days out of the way now.
How many days did you just name between today and tomorrow? Like 15?
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, the list was up 15 or 20.
It's a lot of days.
That's a lot of stuff. So let's just stick with today being Friday, International Beer Day. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with news coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Sometimes you have no idea what's going on in the background of this morning show, and maybe you're better off.
Why? What are you doing in studio this morning?
I'm not doing anything. You're the one pulling the plugs and reattaching them.
I'm not.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
Yes, we're absolutely fine.
Watch this, friends. Listen carefully at home. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Tom.
There it is. See, there she is. She could answer me back right away. You guys have no idea what it's like.
I fixed it.
Yeah, very good. You can
get your engineering degree now.
There you go. We sound much tighter right now, friends. That's another expression. But you have watched television news. You've watched ESPN. And there's nothing worse than when the employers, the reporter, rather, says, well, what a game tonight, Hob Hob. And
one,
Bob's sitting there and he's
two,
nodding.
Three.
He's nodding yes.
Four. Five.
Oh, yes.
Why,
quite
yes.
a game. So we got through it. It only took us 30 minutes. Nice job, Laura. I thought of you twice this morning. There's a video that's gone viral of a police officer rescuing a horse from a barn fire, and it's so dramatic.
Oh.
I watched it, and the video is shot from his chest cam because he's a police officer.
Oh, gosh.
He goes running back into this barn, and this horse is scared to death, and he grabs the rope, and he's like, come on! Come on! And the horse is looking at him like, dude, I can't move. And another officer runs in, and they rescue this horse. And the last thing on the video is evidently one of the officers has his hand hurt, maybe a rope burn or something. And the last thing is the officer saying, you okay, man? I just got goosebumps, and I couldn't watch it again.
Ooh, that is like every horse owner's worst nightmare.
A barn fire, yes.
Oh, gosh. I remember seeing when they had all the California wildfires.
Yes.
Big racing barns that they have out there.
Yes.
The video of that. And that happens. Horses, they get scared. And it's like they have that flight instinct, but then sometimes they won't move.
Yes.
And, I don't know if
scary.
I want to watch that, Tom.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to watch it.
So I put that aside because I found this other story. It's adorable. A five-year-old girl in Colorado released a balloon. She didn't put a message in it. She actually wrote on the balloon, on the top of the balloon, I want to get a pony in 2020. And she released the balloon. Some 50 miles away, the balloon landed on the property of a woman who has seven horses.
Aww.
So they
hooked up. Did she give her a pony ride?
And this girl's going to get a pony ride.
Honestly, yay. I'm a huge believer in fate. I think that this happened for a reason. We were just sitting there eating dinner, and he found a balloon caught in his fence, and it said, for my wish this year, I want my own pet horse, Macy.
I wrote that I wish that I had a pet pony.
We were all shocked, to be completely honest.
Just that one balloon, like, it absolutely made my day to see that there was actually something that I could do in the world today, even if it was just helping one person.
That beautiful woman there sounds like Laura. Laura would do that kind of thing, but the little girl couldn't have a pony. She lived in the city. So they're bringing the little girl out to the ranch, and she's going to ride the ponies. Isn't that adorable?
Oh, man, that is just one baby step towards becoming a Laura.
There it is.
As an adult.
There it is. See, that makes you feel
that's
better.
That's how it happens.
That makes you
how
feel better, right? You feel good now, right? You feel good.
Aw, that's so wonderful.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I guess it's that time of the year. Oh, school bells are ringing and time for you to stock up your students with Wise Markets.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Go, go quick, Laura. What caller?
Caller number four right now on the Ford Fun Line to get some snacks from our friends at Wise Markets for school and maybe win a whole lot more. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX. This is caller four on the Ford Fun Line.
I'm drunk.
Yeah. Who's this?
Teresa.
What's that again?
Teresa,
where are you calling from?
I'm so sorry.
You're coming from very far away, aren't you?
I don't know why I'm away.
Are you calling from Thailand?
No.
Thailand, or is it Thailand? That's an inside joke here this morning. Anyway, Teresa, do you have some kids going back to school?
One.
One? What school district?
What
school?
I'm 6th grade.
Okay. All right. We got Sunbury. We got Shikalimi out of that call. We can't understand anything else. But anyway, we do know, Teresa, that you have a $50 gift card right now, and you're qualified to win a $100 gift card coming up by the end of the show. So keep listening, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Do your kids like fresh fruit in their lunch bag?
Yeah.
Always the freshest produce, including Georgia peaches at Wise Markets.
I end up with shine.
They don't. 94KX. Thank you. Let's go to the next phone caller that maybe we could understand. I feel so sorry for Teresa. Anyway, she's still a winner, though, right, Laura? I mean,
yes, she is.
I mean, we still
she
give her.
She is a winner.
We send her the $50 Wise Market gift card, and we hope that maybe she's a winner later on this morning when we find an additional $100 for one of our instant winners throughout the week. Teresa, I was able to get your last name, Oberlund, and she's actually from Middleburg, not from Sunbury. And that's what I thought she said. And she's also not from...
Shifting production to Thailand.
She's not from Thailand.
Shifting production to Thailand.
No, we're not going to Thailand either. I don't even know
Thailand.
Where
Thailand.
Yeah, I don't even know where that... Mr. President, I don't know where that country
shifting
is.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Okay, sorry.
There are so many things that we could say right now, but we are not going to because our mothers taught us better.
That's right. You are absolutely right. Yeah. Please tell me not to say anything, Laura. Please tell
me. Tom.
Yes, Laura.
Just stop.
But to get us...
You don't have anything nice to say.
Okay. All right. But to get us ready for Flashback Friday, which is coming up next.
Take me to Thailand.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Make me want a silent.
Give me a piece of pie.
Give me a piece of pie land.
You made a slow jam. Out of
take
the president.
Take me to Thailand, Laura.
Mispronouncing Thailand.
There's my favorite line. The woman is wild. 94KX and Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning. Time to flash back to the 1980s and television. Laura, you know famous actors often get their start on TV commercials.
They do indeed.
Can you recognize this famous actor's voice before he was famous? For McDonald's.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's lettuce and tomato hamburger. The McDLT.
The McDLT! Remember that burger?
McDLT.
They served it in a double styrofoam pouch, hot burger on the left and cold lettuce and tomato on the right.
They did.
The
I remember that.
Yummy! That is the voice of Seinfeld's Jason Alexander.
Yes, indeed it is.
Keep it cool.
Flashback into the 80s. 94KX, some guy posted up on Up Rocks. Rank your favorite Bruce Springsteen song, your top 100 if you want, but just your top three. And believe it or not, older Springsteen wins out. The number three song, Thunder Road, Born to Run at number two. And the number one was Backstreets.
Oh, okay.
So that
I really like Born to Run.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't, right? But vintage Springsteen won out. Over newer Springsteen, if we can call it newer because he spreads across so many decades. Human Touch is my favorite, and that's from the 90s. So a lot of people would probably say, Tom, come on, Morgan, you know, go back to the 70s. I totally agree, but Human Touch just blows me away. And if you have time today, Google the video. The video is so real, and the song is actually about he and his wife, Patty, who wasn't his wife when he wrote the song. Pretty cool. Yeah, really cool song. So we're going back and forth, you and I, and you said Streets of Philadelphia. Oh, my God.
I did.
That song also makes me cry.
It really does. And again, it won Best Original Song from the movie Philadelphia, which came out in 1993, which was during the height of the AIDS crisis.
And he won an Academy Award for that.
I mean, he won an Oscar.
Yep, amazing. So I got you on that. I got your back on that. You said Dancing in the Dark. I think, okay, maybe.
I like that song. I like Glory Days. I like Dancing. See, my dad's a huge Bruce Springsteen fan.
Your dad is?
So, Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was like a Beatles and an ELO kind of guy.
He is. He is.
Okay.
My dad has eclectic musical tastes, as does my mom. So I have them to thank for, I think, one, my music knowledge. And
yes.
then two, just my diverse music tastes.
Way to go, Len Dog, with the Springsteen. You know, we should put this on social media and see if it matches up with the Up Rocks.
Favorite Bruce Springsteen song?
Yeah.
Flashback Friday. I like it.
I like it. Again, now, according to Up Rocks, Backstreets is number one. Born to Run is number two. And Thunder Road is number three. I wonder where Rosalita comes in there. Rosalita comes in by the fire.
That's a great song.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, man.
I know your
Should
dad is
Bruce
rocking
Springsteen
out.
The rest of the morning? We could.
That would be a funny idea, actually. Come on, baby. 94KX and Flashback Friday, stealing from the Eagle Library just because I needed to hear some Christopher a-walking.
I just needed some more cowbell.
Yeah. Don't Fear the Reaper. Classic rock is available on Eagle 107 and a Rock Block weekend coming up, so enjoy that if that's what you're into. Speaking of classic rock, our viral video this week is three music virtuosos from probably a country that Laura has visited, just playing around Zoom style with Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and it's just amazing. So check it out. Just Google, well, search on YouTube if you want to, Bohemian Rhapsody, and you'll find three young guitarists. No, this is not Brian May from Queen. This is Nuno Bettencourt, Zach, Z-A-K-K, Wild, with a Y, and the third name only Laura can pronounce. It's Y-N-G-W-I-E.
Y-N-G-W-I-E. G-A-W.
So what does the guy call himself? Anyway, his last name is Monstein.
Monstein.
So he's
Monstein.
He's Gui Monstein. S-T-E-E-N. So,
Steen.
Yeah, there you go.
Steen.
So,
not Stein. Steen.
No, Steen, right. So we don't know how to pronounce their names, but boy, can those three guys kick it up.
They can rock.
Style. Yeah. Flashback Friday, 94KX. The country of Ireland has banned the sing or playing of Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond in bars and taverns because everybody can't stop hugging and singing out loud. Isn't that great? I just love it. And my heart goes out to Penn State fans who will not be in the stands this year singing that song as well.
I know.
Wow.
I saw this thing, not to get too sort of like down in the dumps,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay.
But I saw this thing online yesterday that disappointed but not surprised is literally my mood this entire year.
Perfectly said.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
There have been at least four previous movie versions of the beloved children's novel, The Secret Garden. Do we really need one more? No, but when it's done as well as the new 2020 version, I can't complain too much. Colin Firth plays a very cranky man who's forced to take in his orphaned niece. She ignores all his rules, running around the grounds of his estate. Now, I know this will come as a total surprise, but the little girl finds a secret garden out back.
Okay.
It's a magical place, and when she takes her sickly cousin and a new friend there, all their lives change forever. I guess the main reason for making The Secret Garden again was to take advantage of modern-day special effects. Thankfully, they don't overdo it here. CGI is used to make leaves change color as they blow in the wind and have flowers grow to abnormal size. There's just enough here to give the garden a sense of wonder without overdoing it. I also like that the movie stays pretty faithful to the source material. The theme of healing is front and center. Good performances from the young actors, all of whom are relatively unknown, add to the pleasure. The Secret Garden has a few intermittent slow spots, but by and large, it's heartwarming and entertaining. The film debuts on demand today. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 gardeners.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC.
94KX Flashback Friday. Nothing like playing Welcome to the Jungle when we're going to do a Figo Friday because Chelsea's like dancing around and going crazy, Laura. It's like,
of course she is.
That song just gets us all a little stoked. Figo Friday is being done quite like many guests who used to stop in our studio and quite like the show itself with Laura from a different location. Figo Friday. Chelsea Pagano Davis with us on the Ford Fun Line. Hi, Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
Heart, there she speaks to my heart.
Okay, you know, we're all stuck during this pandemic, and a lot of people don't go to the gym, but they still want to stay in shape. So how do we do that?
Yes, I have your five tips for mastering that at-home fitness game plan here. So hopefully this will help you guys out who you're just worried going to the gym, even if it's opened back up, or, you know, you're feeling like you need to do something at home. You know, you got to keep moving. You got to keep active. You got to stay healthy because, you know, if you get COVID, we're training for COVID. That's how I have taken this thing on personally.
Wow. And that's a great point because the healthier you are, the better your body fights anything, let alone COVID, right?
Absolutely. So my first tip is write it out ahead of time. So, you know, you're going to pencil your workout in your calendar just like it's an appointment. You're putting it in your digital calendar, whether it's on your phone, you're writing it on your at-home calendar along with your kids' sports activities. It is so important to set the game plan ahead of time. I recommend, you know, if Sundays are your day of planning, do it then and have it all figured out for the rest of the week.
Very good. So that's step number one, write it down.
Yes. Okay. And the next thing is to make them super quick. So you don't have to do a whole 30-minute, you know, even hour-minute workout by any means. What you want to do is stick with just 15 to 20 minutes when you're more, you know, you're more likely just to get it done when you're thinking, all I have to do is 15 minutes. So,
yeah, you know, and that's a great point, too, because you don't have to go to the gym for an hour and a half. If you're just working out at home, do it like Laura used to lay on the studio floor here and work out, right, Laura? I mean, come on.
Yes, and you know what? 15 minutes, especially if you're doing a more high-intensity workout, is actually all that you need. You know, I have a lot of clients who say, you know, I just don't, like, feel motivated enough to do a full 30-minute workout. So, you know, we do 15 minutes of a circuit in the morning, and then they do 15 minutes later on, and that's a full 30-minute workout right there. So,
all right. Number three.
Number three is no equipment, no problem.
Oh.
So, yeah, you can do a body weight workout, and that will be, a great butt kicker. And then a light set of bands, like bands you can buy on Amazon now for like $10 to $15 max. There's no reason, you know, why that couldn't be implemented into your workout plan. The other thing is wine bottles if you don't have weight. water jugs. I love that one.
Yeah.
Water jugs. You can fill up water jugs and use that as resistance for workouts that require like a light to medium set of weight.
Mm-hmm. Just be disciplined on that, okay, kids? Don't take the cork out of the wine bottle while you're working out. Stop it. All right, now number four.
Not while you're working out, after you work out.
That's it. Okay, number four.
Okay, number four is get it done first thing. So a lot of things are going to come in the way of your workout if you plan to do it later on in the day. Personally, I'm a morning person. Get her done. So, you know, stay-at-home moms, we have laundry, we have cooking, we have cleaning, you know, things to do. Other people, they're working from home. You know, you're not going to make it a priority if you save it for later and you keep procrastinating, putting it off. You get it done first thing in the morning, not only from a motivation perspective is that good, but it's actually good for an efficiency perspective because you're going to burn more fat, you're going to burn more calories, you're going to boost your metabolism if you do it first thing in the morning as a fasted workout. So not sure if you guys have ever heard of that concept before.
Yeah, well, Laura and I are kind of morning people too, right, Laura? I mean, you know, we get it done first thing in the morning. And finally, number five in our five tips to an at-home workout.
Absolutely. So number five is going to be have a fuel and a refuel game plan. So you have to think about nutrition as well. So what are you eating before your workout? If you're fasting, you don't have to worry about a thing. You're just going to drink a ton of water, maybe have a little cup of coffee, and then do your workout. But then make sure you're eating within 30 to 60 minutes post-workout for that optimal refueling of the muscles. So have that game plan set ahead of time for what you're going to eat. Don't leave it up to guesswork.
Very important. I just ate a banana before I talked to you. There you go. It's just it's crazy.
You refueled to talk to me. I mean,
there you go.
You have to.
Chelsea, I so wish you were here. I so wish Laura was here, but this is what we do during COVID times. Figo Friday from a distance, first Friday of every month. Chelsea, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Stay Figo, stay fresh, kids.
94KX and Flashback Friday. They call themselves Chic. And they were like R&B to the max with a splash of disco back in the 70s. I want your love. Remember, Freak Out. Remember that
one? Yeah, yes.
That was one of their bigger hits called The Freak. And then, of course, there was Good Times. These are the good times. Chic. We got news coming up next on Flashback Friday. There's a company in Ireland who are coming out with shoes now made of apples.
Okay.
I can only imagine what they smell like after you've been wearing them for a while. But, the shoes are actually made of a hardened fiber from apple cores. And since it's Flashback Friday, I thought we'd come up with a new theme song for them.
These shoes are made from apples.
Yeah.
So wear them every day.
Yeah.
Or eat your apple shoes so you can keep doctors away.
Da-da! What do you think, huh?
I like it.
Yeah. Bopping to the radio, just like we've done for over 40 years. Flashback Friday, 94KX with Poison. Laura dancing in place in the kitchen. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, I got a little out of breath on that one. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, all this week, we've been stocking up the students with Wise Markets, and we just drew our grand prize winner. Congratulations to Chris Kaufman. She was winner earlier in the week of a $50 gift card. Yay! She's got a $100 gift card to add on top of that now, keeping it fresh and stocking up her students this back-to-school season with Wise Markets. So congratulations to Chris Kaufman. I love giving away stuff, especially in these times, Laura. People need food and money. And also,
oh my goodness gracious, yes. $100, $50, heck, even $10 of groceries, I'd take it, and I know a lot of people who would as well.
So thanks to Wise Markets, because you get a gift card, you got food and money. Wise Markets, keeping it fresh, keeping it local at Wise. Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. It's so great to have the outskirts back again. Some of our listeners in the outlying areas weren't able to hear us, Laura, because we were under construction, reconstruction of the 94KX antenna. So we got Harrisburg on the line, so you can hear us, huh?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, we got a new antenna. Woo-hoo! Now you can hear us in Harrisburg again. Yay!
That's great.
Thanks for listening, partner. Have a good weekend.
Well, Martin Gaye, what's going on? 1971.
You got it. Bye. He even intros the songs when he wants. Way back in time for Harrisburg. Marvin Gaye, 94KX. 94KX Flashback Friday. You know Marvin Gaye is my man. You know that, Laura. You know that.
Yes. You are a fan. You really are.
Taylor's in the studio here. I told her that's one of the first albums I ever bought. The R&B hits of Marvin Gaye
back in the
one of the first albums I ever bought. Anyway, thanks for the request. You also know, Laura, that we have this listener, Mickey, who constantly calls for Xanadu, right?
Yes, I know. I don't know why.
And I'm starting to think that Mickey thinks that I don't like him. But, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind, Mickey. There, that should make up on a Flashback Friday. We got in this exchange this afternoon. It was like, how about some Xanadu? I was like, come on now. That's all he said, like, Laura, come on now.
Come on now.
And then, Xanadu, come on. I'm totally serious. You have to play it.
Are you going to play it, Tom?
Well, here's the deal. I just kept putting it off and putting it off. Olivia Newton.
Poor Mickey.
Olivia Newton-John is the only joy in my life. I later got that text. So I was like, I said, okay, now you're really starting to get to me, you know?
The only joy.
Exactly. And then I got the text. We got the text just moments ago that said,
I saw.
Old Drew used to play it. Oh, really?
Xanadu!
Laura, did you have to add your own ending to that? Did you have to?
Of course I did, just to annoy you.
No, I loved it just as much as I enjoyed that song. Oh, what a way to wrap up a Flashback Friday.
Oh.
What's going on?
I don't know.
All of a sudden, your dogs went crazy at the end of Xanadu.
They have been quiet and sleeping this entire Friday, and now all of a sudden they're on a high alert. I have no idea.
Mickey, you did this, Mickey. You and your request for Xanadu.
I think it was the high-pitched Xanadu
I
did.
Don't do it again.
It's my fault.
That's all right. It's okay.
I can, too. I can try. Xanadu!
The dogs! The dogs are going nuts. What are you doing to them? Get me out of here, Chad. Get me out of here, please. Shut her down. Chad Evans is next on a Friday. We wrap up the show every day with a thought for the day. What do you got?
This one's a little bit silly, but it made me laugh. So I hope it makes you guys laugh, too.
Good way to wrap up the week. Go ahead.
Especially in light of, you know, like the bomb dropped by Governor Wolf yesterday. Nothing fazes me right now. Literal werewolves could descend upon us, and I would just shrug it off and continue drinking my emotional support vodka.
Here's to emotional support vodka. Have a good
beer on National Beer Day.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.